It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Oh, man. When I think of all of the different sandwiches out there, a chicken chop, salad from Redstone, all the things out there that you put bacon on, I love bacon, right? Like, who doesn't like bacon? We know that Jason DeRusha loves pork. He loves bacon, right? Who doesn't love bacon? I love bacon, okay?
Bacon.
Well, listen to this study, though. This is rather interesting. Doctors from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health have, and also the Brigham and Women's Hospital, they have followed over 133,000 healthcare professionals for up to 43 years, finding that people who ate just a quarter serving of more of processed red meat per day had a 13%. Okay. Higher risk of developing dementia compared to those who consumed minimal amounts. Most previous studies exploring the connection between red meat consumption and brain health have been relatively small or short-term, making this extensive research more noteworthy. Now, the study carefully defined its terms. Processed red meat, including products like bacon, hot dogs, sausages, salami, and bologna, while unprocessed red meat encompassed beef, pork, lamb, and hamburger. Okay. Now, those two, both of those types of red meat have previously been linked to conditions like type 2 diabetes and cardiovascular disease. So when you start looking at dementia, okay, you start looking at how much meat you consume. I'll be the first to acknowledge this, Chris. And I think me and you actually talked about this a little bit right before the new year. I said that I was going to consume less meat this year, okay? And I, quite honestly, I have done that. Now, when I say consume less meat, I went the first, realistically, 2 weeks of 2025 without meat, okay?
Okay.
Just recently, like end of last week, did I go back to eating some form of meat.
Did you incorporate it slowly, or did you just go right back to your normal meals?
Not normal meals. I'm eating meat again, but I'm not overdoing it, right? Like I want my consumption of meat to be down this year as opposed to last year.
Okay. All right.
And the reason why I bring this up is not because of this study with dementia. It's just that I believe that us as Americans, or just me as an individual, I consume too much meat. I don't need that much meat for me to be a healthy, functional person. You know, in talking to, you know, people in the health care industry and stuff like that, a lot of times we don't get all of the fruits and vegetables that we should be consuming as a part of our diet, mm-hmm. because we get caught up into these, like, and I'll be the first one to raise my hand and say, I like to go on a diet every now and then, right? Like, you know, try to get lean.
I'll raise my hand and say I don't.
You know, try to get lean and try to do this, you know, hot bod for the summer. You know,
hot boy summer.
You know, hot boy summer. You know, protein shakes and, you know, beef jerky. You know, but we tend to eat a lot of things unnecessarily, right? Like, because one of the things that we always talk about, people talk about heavy protein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Eat a lot of protein.
Yes.
You can do that, but how do you go about accomplishing all the goals that you want to have with regards to being as lean as you want to be, as healthy as you want to be, and as fit as you want to be? And so for me, like when you think about those three,
mm-hmm.
what's the number one priority? Being as healthy as you want.
Being healthy, yeah, it's healthy.
Being as healthy as you can.
Yep.
Okay. Secondly, for me, I would probably, after the being as healthy as I can, it would be as fit as I can. And then the third one, in terms of the ones that I just gave you, is being as lean as I can. I mean, I'm 51 years old. I'm not going to be doing any CrossFit. That's not my thing.
Yeah, metabolism doesn't work now the same way that it did when you were younger.
You're not going to see me in Indianapolis at the NFL Combine. So
same.
I'm not concerned. Like, I'm not worried about body fat. Right? Like, I guess to a certain degree I am. but you get what I'm saying.
I get what you're getting at.
You're not going to see me at UFC 315 standing on a scale.
You're wearing your skivvies.
In my tiny whities. In my Fruit of the Looms.
Yes.
In my Calvin Klein.
And your sock.
But I do want to live a relatively healthy life.
Yeah.
So when you see these things up there, and I think it's at times we look at it and we say, well, what all do you believe? And I'll be the first to say that a lot of times you can get beat down if you believe every single study or every single thing of research because you don't know what to believe.
Well, because then you can't eat anything.
Yes.
Everything has a... I'm sure, and this is where I feel the influx of information can actually be bad, and not because we're talking about bacon.
You get too much information.
You do. You get too much, and everything can be spun into a negative, right? If you can't, the leafy greens, you know, like the spinach and the cabbage and... You know, mushrooms and, you know, things like that are supposed to be healthy for you. I'm sure you could probably find a study that would tell you that a certain amount of those or a certain type is bad for, you know, whatever. And so I think just kind of like everything, you need to look at everything and weigh it. And I'm not saying cherry pick the information because we like to do that anyway. We cherry pick information. Whether it's sports or politics or music or food, whatever we want to believe, that's what we are going to choose to cling on to and put into our belief system. If you find something that works for you, that you feel is going to be a benefit to you and your lifestyle, go for it. I feel like when people get caught up in these studies and these diets, you don't want a short-term fix, right? You want something that you can incorporate into your routine so it becomes a natural habit. And part of that is eating clean. It's working out. It's doing all of those. But when you see studies like this, you're like, well, geez, now I have to take this out. And, you know,
and
what do
thing.
I have to replace it with?
So it's so funny because we live in a day and age in which we see this about consuming meat or specifically bacon or whatever red meat, right? And then 2 months from now, we might see some research that's the total opposite. And you know what happens then? Now I'm confused. Is it good
yes.
for me? Is it not good for me?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, what's, you know, because there'll be something that will come out in a couple of months and it'll be like, well, this is good for your brain health. I'll be like, hold on, wait. Who's doing what? Who am I supposed to believe here?
Yeah. And it's not that I'm going to tie this into, I feel like we're kind of could get some of the text you know, about the vaccine and just follow me here because people are like, well, yeah, my mind, it's like, oh, I thought this and now I thought this and now I thought this. Just like with the vaccine and anything else, new information becomes available.
Agreed. Yes.
And then we need to figure out what to do with this information. Because the information that we have now doesn't mean that everything that we heard was false. It just means that there's more context to it. And we keep adding context with context and context. And then it's up to us to figure out how to formulate a coherent thought that makes sense.
Agreed. Shout out Dr. Fauci. Shout out to Dr. Fauci.
Pardon me.
Coming up next, we have a big day of sports action. We got the college football national championship and the college football playoff happening right now. The Wolves played earlier. The Wild played earlier. We have a ton of sports items. So what do? We get to a scoreboard. That's next year on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8:19 here on a Monday night on the Lake Show. 651-461-9226, talk or text line. If you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about. But what do we got coming up right now? We've got a scoreboard, but we also want to get you guys some pertinent information about the school closing.
Yeah, it's something that we got word from Susie Jones just a little before 6 o'clock. And Minneapolis and St. Paul schools are closed tomorrow because of the cold weather. So if you've got
cold weather day, kids.
Yeah. So if you've got the students in the Minneapolis or St. Paul school district, those are canceled, along with some of the suburbs are also now being canceled. Ours up in the Plymouth and the Wayzata area. I know Plymouth, they are canceled tomorrow. So if you've got kids or grandkids or check the school's website. Just make sure that you got your phone on, the text message. Just make sure, because I have to assume that they are probably going to attempt to contact you. I know we get emails, we get calls, and we get text messages. So just FYI, because of the frigid cold, the cold weather warning is supposed to be until about noon tomorrow. I know we'll get an update with Chris Shaver here coming up in about 10-ish minutes. But just an FYI that tomorrow's cold, Minneapolis, St. Paul schools, no school. Just check your school district, maybe even outstate. Maybe they're having the issues outstate too. I'm not sure.
It's cold everywhere.
It's cold. If it's cold here, it's got to be warm in Wilmer, right? I mean, High County. Or
they're saying so. So I'm looking here. Guess what the tip is going to be tomorrow at 5 a.m.
Tomorrow,
6 a.m.
6 a.m.
6 a.m. when Vanita Sakkar is starting with the morning news.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what the temp's going to be?
I see minus 20.
Yes.
Minus 20 on my phone.
Yeah.
But it is going to warm up to about 5 degrees tomorrow afternoon. But see that.
I guess if I came to work today, I might as well come tomorrow.
I mean, you might as well suck it up, Buttercup.
Suck it up, Buttercup.
Yeah, you don't want kids out exposed to this. And yes. And I understand for kids that are out there taking the bus, keep the kids safe. Just make sure that you guys, kids, if they don't have school, you might be able to get some good things out of your kids.
Always got to look out for the kids, man.
Always look out for those kids.
All right, let's dive into a scoreboard. Kick that off right now.
All right, let's get to it. AH Lake, apparently there is a big college football game going on. I mean, North Dakota.
Really?
North Dakota State already won,
That's old news.
Hey, man, North Dakota State already won a championship.
I mean, they used to win a championship.
I know, right? Well.
And beaten and winning rivalries.
Beat down. How about this? Notre Dame, you and I were watching this. Notre Dame looked really good. Riley Leonard, a touchdown run to open up.
Opening drive, yeah.
Opening drive. Notre Dame goes down. And then Ohio State's like, ha, that's cute. 21 unanswered for the Buckeyes, 21-7.
I know.
The Ohio State University, Will Howard, 14 out of 15 for 144 yards and two touchdowns. Ohio State looks good. And here's the thing. These are the 7 and 8 ranked teams. I mean, this isn't even a top four, top five, top six matchup.
Well, this is the thing. When that opening drive jumped off, I was like, oh, boy, This is interesting, because Notre Dame went right down the field. I mean, they ran the football. They were punishing
Ohio
State.
They look good. They look good.
That was the wake-up call that Ohio State needed.
Yeah, I think.
Because from that point on, they have just, when they get the ball, they dominate. Like, both teams possessed it one drive apiece in that first quarter. The first quarter went like that.
Yeah, I think Notre Dame, their first drive was like, like over 8 minutes. And then Ohio State, yeah, they had the ball. They didn't score until
the second quarter.
Three minutes left to go in the second quarter. So it was really, it's kind of incredible the way that it panned out. But yeah, 21-7, Ohio State.
But Notre Dame struggled since that point, though.
Yeah, they have. And I think Ohio State's going to get the ball first in the second half.
They do.
So
they do. Yep.
With a touchdown, or, I mean, if Ohio State goes down and if it's the same Ohio State we saw in the second quarter, I mean, Notre Dame's got no shot. No shot at it.
Yeah. Notre Dame, right now, they got to get off the football field immediately when this second half starts.
Yeah.
You got to get a three and out, or you got to get some sort of stop, and then you got to convert the ball into points to get you back in the game.
Absolutely. And let's get to some NHL from earlier on today. Your Minnesota Wild. How about this? Go to Colorado and beat the Avs 3-1. So the Minnesota Wild on the road today. They moved to 28-15-4. The Avalanche 28-19-1. So the Wild with a 3-1 win over the Avalanche.
I think Brock Faber ended up getting a goal tonight, or earlier today, rather. I'm pretty sure he did. I didn't see that game, but I thought that I saw that scroll past me on social media somewhere. Yeah, Brock Faber did get a goal in the third period late in the game. At that point, they were up 2-1. That was like the nail in the coffin.
I like it. Anytime you can put a nail in the coffin of the Avalanche, an angel gets its wings. Hey, the Bruins over the Sharks, 6-3 in Boston. Seattle, they decided to score six goals as well, 6-4 over the Matthew Collar's favorite, the Buffalo Sabres. I don't know if he's a hockey fan, but he's from Buffalo, so I can say that. The St. Louis Blues needed overtime to beat the Vegas Golden Knights, 5-4 in Vegas. Three games that are going on right now. End of the second period, the Maple Leafs over the Lightning, 3-1. The Islanders over the Blue Jackets, 3-1. They're just getting ready for the third period in Long Island. The Chicago Blackhawks, they are shutting out the Carolina Hurricanes. Hurricanes, yes. I saw Hurricanes, and then I saw Utah Hockey Club. So it's
2-0.
It's Herky Club, Hockey Club, Jerky Boys. I mean, listen, when your name's the Hockey Club, you kind of don't get anything. Anyway, they're taking on Winnipeg tonight. That game's going to drop the puck in about 4 minutes. And then the LA Kings and the Pittsburgh Penguins later on tonight. Yes, but the for the Carolina Hurricane fans out there, you are losing to the Blackhawks 2-0. So enjoy that. Let's get to some NBA earlier on today. How the Wolves let this one slip away, I don't know. Big lead.
Why are you going to bring up old stuff?
Old stuff? It's like 4 hours old.
I'm joking.
The Memphis Grizzlies, led by Desmond Bane's 22 points. They outscored the Wolves by 7 in the fourth quarter. They beat the Wolves 108-106. Naz Reid, great game today for Naz. 29 points off the bench, 8 rebounds. Wasn't enough as the Wolves, man, they are one game over 500. It doesn't even feel like they're over 500. I feel like they're just kind of in this, they're just kind of treading water at this point.
Nikhil Alexander-Walker played terribly today. Julius Randle was horrible. Now he did some things in terms of, like, he had some assists. I thought he did a good job on the boards, but shooting the ball, man, he was atrocious. He was 0 for 7 from 3. I was screaming at the TV. I'm like, dude, stop taking 3-point shots.
Yeah.
Now, you talk about a guy that gave you great production off the bench.
Rob Dillingham. I was going to ask you about Rob Dillingham.
I'm going to get into him next segment.
Okay. 15 points. He was a plus 16 today. A plus 16. And you're thinking, okay, Dante DiVincenzo now out indefinitely with that toe sprain. You got to get some offense somewhere. I mean, no offense, Mike Conley just isn't that guy right now. You got to get some dynamic scoring. Where are you going to get it from? Maybe they got to give Rob Dillingham some minutes, just because you got to give somebody minutes here.
I thought that Rob Dillingham should have closed out the game.
Dillingham looked so good today. He looked comfortable with his shot. He looked really good today. Let's get to some more NBA game. Let's see if something in the scoreboard makes me happy outside of the Wolves losing. Let's see here. The Hornets over the Mavericks. That makes me happy because the Mavs are 23-20. I don't believe they had Luke, I think he's still out, but Daniel Gafford, 31 points, 15 boards. Lonzo had 23 points for the Charlotte Hornets. Only their 11th win of the year. Pistons,
yeah,
they
suck.
Pistons on the road. Pistons. I know what's going on in Detroit.
I know what's going on in Detroit.
Kate Cunningham?
My boy J.B. Bickerstaff has got them boys playing.
Man, Detroit?
Kate Cunningham, all-star.
Man, he should be. If he's not, then Charles Barkley isn't going to go to the game. Kate had 32 as the Pistons over the Rockets, 107-96. The New York Knicks, led by Jalen Brunson's 34 points. The Knicks over the Hawks, 119-110. Cat did play in that game. He's been battling a myriad of injuries.
What was the score to that game?
119-110.
Okay.
The Knicks over the Hawks. The Cleveland Cavaliers, all they do is win, win, win no matter what. They are the cream of the crop in the Eastern Conference. 118-92 over the Phoenix Suns, which I don't know if they're tanking. I don't know if they're looking to sell things off for parts. I mean, they bench Bradley Beal. Yusuf Nurkic is all but dead and gone to them. I mean,
how about we do this? How about
KD for Rudy Gobert straight up? Let's go.
No, I was going to say KD for Julius Randle straight up.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Let's do it. KD, come to Minnesota. Come to Papa. Come to Papa. Come
I bet he come and play with Ant.
Are
I
you
bet
kidding?
He
loves
boys.
It.
They're
he
boys.
Loves it. Yes. You know what's going to happen? Is people are going to be like, oh, yeah, they're going to play together, but they're going to play together in, like, Phoenix. They're going to play somewhere else. But no, the Cavaliers, Cavs are good, man. Cavs are really, really good. A team that could give them a run for the money, the Boston Celtics, 125-85 over the Golden State Warriors. Oof, woof. Jason Tatum, 22 points in that game. Got a couple more here. The Utah Jazz are up on the Pelicans.
Big.
75-53.
Utah has to trade Zion. Like, he's worthless to them.
Oh, New Orleans?
I mean, New Orleans.
Okay.
That's what I meant to say.
They could trade him to Utah. Man, I mean.
Would you take Zion for Julius Randle?
Oh, God, no.
I'm just curious.
I wouldn't. Would you?
Maybe.
Maybe. Remember when Zion.
That tells you where I'm at with Julius Randle. I'm done with him.
Dude, I was so excited when, like, I was going to come up and cover the Final Four, and it was the Zion year. I'm like,
oh, yeah, and they lost. They fell just short.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, I get to see Zion playing all in person. This is great, and then he's not even there. I'm like, oh.
Oh, no, no. The Zion year wasn't the year to come here.
Wasn't that 17?
To come here? When the, no,
oh,
no, no,
19.
No.
I'm getting that all messed up.
No, 19 was when they were going to come here, but that wasn't Zion, I don't think.
That wasn't Zion's year?
Trey Jones was trying to come home. Trey Jones was trying to, that was Trey Jones and Cam Reddish, right?
Now I don't know. Now I'm going to have to.
I know that the year that the Final Four was in Minnesota, that was the year that Duke came up short because Trey Jones wanted to come here and play in front of his mom and all that stuff, whatever, and it just wasn't happening. I think that was that year.
God, for some reason, I was thinking that.
Because the year that we had the Final Four, it was Texas Tech, Auburn,
Michigan State.
Michigan State, and Virginia.
Virginia, yes. Yep. I remember that because there were no. I thought that was the Zion year that I was looking forward to seeing. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it wasn't. I thought it was Zion. Anyway, the Jazz up on the Pelicans, 80-59, and a game that's going to get started in about an hour. The Clippers and the Bulls at the, I believe, the Intuit Dome is what they're going to be playing in that. So there we go.
All right, that's going to wrap up the scoreboard. Coming up next, I did just mention it, and I want to get back to it. Let's talk about Rob Dillingham. I want to talk about the Wolves. The Wolves did fall tonight. Super frustrating, at least for me to watch. I'll explain why next on The Lake Show.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service. Real people who understand small business. Ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Can we call it?
We were talking about the Wolves a little bit earlier, and the Wolves, they lost by 2 today to the Memphis Grizzlies, okay? Great job by Chris doing the scoreboard. I watched the game. That's a game that the Wolves have to win, okay? They were up by as much as, 15 or 16 in that game, and they end up blowing the lead late, okay? I have said this for the last month and a half, and I'll just go ahead and repeat it. The only thing that matters to me right now, because the Wolves are not a contender. They're not. They're not a contender. They're not winning an NBA Finals. They're not going to make it to an NBA Finals. At best, we'll be in the play-in and maybe advance from one round into the second round. At best. We're not ready for primetime right now. We got too many deficiencies. We're not as good defensively as we were last year. So I just don't see it happening. With all that being said, the only thing that matters to me is the development of Rob Dillingham. That's all that I care about. I've said that with Vanita Sakar. I've said it on this show. I will say it again. That's all that matters to me. You saw today what Rob Dillingham can be. Once this guy gets acclimated to the NBA, comfortable with the pace, with utilizing his speed, the angles, the physicality, when he gets acclimated to all of that, Rob Dillingham could be a very special player. Rob Dillingham is not like a Derrick Rose or like a big guard like that. He is a guy that is going to utilize two things. His quickness, right? His quickness and his shooting ability. Rob Dillingham had that on display today. For those of you that did not see the game, he was outstanding. In 17 minutes of play, he was 6 of 8 from the field, 3 of 4 from 3. He ended up with 15 points, 2 assists, 3 boards. He was a plus 16 when he was on the floor. Plus 16. The only other player that was a plus in double digits was Luke Garza with plus 13, and he didn't even do anything. He didn't. He just benefited from being out there with some, you know,
yeah,
some other good dudes playing ball. But the bottom line is, dude, I'm a fan of Rob Dillingham's game. We got to continue to cultivate and develop this guy because, to me, that is the biggest thing that needs to come out of this year.
Yeah, I think when the Wolves, you're looking at the offseason, what do you do with Julius Randle? Like, is he a part of the long-term program?
I don't think he is.
Because then you've got that money that you open up.
But remember now, I'll double check it. I think it's a player option.
Is it a player option? Okay, I wasn't sure if there was a...
I'll look it up again.
Okay. But I do think that the development of Rob Dillingham is absolutely essential because you're looking at a guard spot that right now looks kind of weak. I mean, you've got...
It is a player option.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I guess
a player option at $30 million, I would think that Julius Randle is going to...
He's opt in?
Opt out. I think that Julius Randle feels like, yeah, I can make a lot more than $30 million. And I would agree with him.
Yeah, I mean...
Even though he's a flawed player to me, he can make more than that.
And that's crazy because I think, $30 million player option. Oh, yeah, he's going to opt in. You're like, no, you can make... what the hell are we talking about? 30 mil? And you think you can make more on the open market, but that's, hey, you know, that's
the NBA salary.
That's the NBA. That's the NBA, you know, at work. And you know what? If somebody's going to pay him more...
More power to you.
Absolutely. But you're going to get a little bit of financial flexibility,
mm-hmm.
which I think ultimately... Again, I feel like that's the main reason why you make that CAD trade is to give you a little bit of wiggle room because I don't know whoever owns this team. I don't know what they're going to think about the luxury tax, which is where the player development comes in. And I think you finally got a staff that can do that because we've seen it with Ant. We've seen it with Naz Reid. Like, they've done a remarkable job with Naz Reid. Like, he has turned himself.
Yep.
He's turned himself into a... bona fide big-time player for the Minnesota Timberwolves. So I trust that they could do the right thing with Rob Dillingham. But, I mean, at this point, go out and give him some run. Like, what do you have to lose at this point, right? I mean, you saw the explosiveness.
Off the charts.
I mean, I think that you've got to get a little bit of a spark. He doesn't have to be in the starting lineup. But, I mean, at least get him into the rotation a little bit now. I mean, because Conley was coming off the bench. Now that Dante's out, put Conley back in the starting rotation. You just move Dillingham up, right? I mean, it would be kind of obvious, but maybe I don't know. I mean, I'm not smart like Chris Finch. I trust Chris Finch more than I trust what I would say.
Well, I think there are a lot of fans today that are upset with Chris Finch, and follow me on this, because I'm not one of them. But there are people that are upset. Because they feel as though Chris Finch is not doing that great of a job coaching because they don't like his rotations. And they don't like the way that, like, for instance, we're talking about Rob Dillingham now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rob Dillingham, in my assessment, should have been in the game late. He just played that well. Now, I know that it's important minutes down the stretch, and you got a lot of faith in Mike Conley. But I'm sorry, man. Let the kid learn on the fly. And so there are a lot of people that were in my mentions that were like, Lake, this is on Finch. He should have him in the game late, right? Because he was going off against Memphis. Memphis had problems with him. So why would you not, quote, let him cook at the end of a game?
But how much do you want? And you're right. The only way to learn is to actually go in there. But with a game like this, and as important as it is, and a team like Memphis that's pretty good, is that where you want to trust the rookie? Wouldn't you want
to? Yes. You lost anyway.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
hindsight 2020, wouldn't you rather put him in a game against the Pelicans or the Jazz or the Hornets or the Nets or the Wizards or one of these also-rams?
To me, it doesn't matter about playing against a bad team. It's about whether you think the guy can help you win in that moment. Like, what's more of a confidence boost? Getting it done against the Memphis Grizzlies or getting it done against New Orleans?
I think just getting it done, period. But
you can't sit there and say that it doesn't matter more if he performs well against a good team than a bad team.
Well, we know
that.
Yeah, it will. But I don't think you can discount if you're going to put him in there against not unlike a quarterback getting a start against a bad team rather than a good defense. Like, you want to put him in an advantageous spot. But I will say I will have the faith in Chris Finch because he finally made the move to put Dante DiVincenzo in the starting lineup and Mike Conley to the bench. And that seemed to spark a little bit of a something for the Wolves. Maybe now that Dante's out indefinitely with that toe sprain, maybe this is the opening that Chris Finch needs to maybe look at an opportunity to give him some more run.
You have to lean on Rob Dillingham now because DiVincenzo's going to be out indefinitely. We don't know how long.
Yeah, and that's the thing that sucks about that is we saw the play happen. Like, he hurt his toe when
at Tiger Center.
And it was committing a foul. I can't remember what the game was, but it was late. And he ran up to commit a foul on somebody in a game that was all but over. That's the frustrating part. It wasn't even done in, like, competition. It was done trying to stop the clock and get an extra possession.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, but I just think that Rob Dillingham is a really good player. We need to continue to develop him.
Did they trade up for him, too?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, so
We don't have a first-round draft pick next year.
No, this is your guy. Make it work. Make it work, Finchie.
651-461-9226. Final segment of the Lake Show coming up next. All right, it's not over. It's early in the second half.
No.
But it's over.
It's over.
Well, yeah, you got to let me get to it.
Sorry.
9 minutes left in the third quarter, but it's over. Ohio State has brought the paddle out for Notre Dame. It's 28-7, and they are in the red zone again. What me and Chris told you guys could not happen for Notre Dame, it happened immediately. And what is that, you may ask? They allowed Ohio State to come right out and go drive right down the football field and get it touchdown. And it was that big run that the running back broke off.
Where you were
looking up at the television, you were like, oh, my goodness.
The Judkins kid, yeah. Yeah, he's got 6 carries, 88 yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Is he having a good day?
Yes.
Yeah, safe to say.
I think he's got a receiving touchdown. I think he's got 3 tonight. Like, it's insane.
So can we be done with all of the Ohio State isn't this, isn't that anymore for at least a year? Because Ohio State, their fan base always feels like they're disrespected. And we paid all this for NIL and we paid all that. I'm sick of them. I am. I'm sick of it, man. Who was the, I'm trying to think of who were the, Chris Hovan. I'm sick of it, man.
Oh.
Bandwagon.
Yeah. I mean, if you win a national championship, how are you going to be disrespected? I mean, just I'll give them their flowers. Give them the flowers. They're good. Oh, Will Howard just missed a throw. What a scrub.
The kid goes from Kansas State to Ohio State and wins the Natty.
I know. Does that mean you can't get it done in Manhattan? The Little Apple?
The Little Apple, yeah. That was always funny to me.
Right off of I-70?
When I go up to Manhattan, the Little Apple.
The Little Apple.
I'm from Minneapolis. Y'all stop.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, that's the way of Manhattan, Kansas, trying to be important. That's all right. My guy, Wyatt Thompson, the play-by-play voice.
I like Wyatt.
Wyatt's a good dude. Wyatt's a good dude. When I was working in Kansas, we were a K-State affiliate, and I get a chance to, like, get the VIP tour for, I think it was a K-State, Colorado game.
Okay.
It's just, I know, it's just fun. There's nothing like a big-time college atmosphere on a Saturday.
Well, I'll say this.
When you got competitive teams, not your all-star.
When you live in Kansas City, Saturdays are better. So, and I don't want people listening to the Good Neighbor here that are Gopher fans or just college fans here to feel like I'm disrespecting them on purpose. I'm just stating the fact. It's different in a place where they've got so many different colleges. Whether it's UMKC, K-State,
the Rouge,
Missouri, KU.
Yeah.
Did I say K-State? I think I said K-State.
Yep. You got St. Joe that's just right up the road.
You've got Pitt State,
yeah.
I mean, you've got and not all of these are like Power Fives. That's not the point, though.
There's a lot of them there.
Dude, there's a lot of schools there, and it's just like you're immersed in it.
But we've got the MIAC. We've got D2.
It ain't the same.
Well, we got it here.
We don't even treat it the same.
No, we don't.
Now I will not.
It is different down there. I will say it's different. I've spent many Saturdays at Faurot Field in Columbia, so I get it.
I'm gonna tell you who I will give props to though. Here, I give props to the Johnnies. During football season, they stand up. The Johnnies, yeah.
The Tommies going D1. I mean, the MIAC.
St. Thomas basketball is off the chain.
St. Right Thomas basketball is really good. I love, like the MIAC, I got a chance, you know, I mean, I told you this before, I've working with Augsburg for several years, you get a chance to really go around D3, you know, to Bethel and Hamlin and Carleton and St. John's and St. Olaf.
St. Olaf, shout out to Coach Kaz, Kozbowski.
You got so many just really fun campuses, though. I mean, there's just, man, College Saturday. There's just something special about it. But yeah, Collegeville.
I just wish the vibe was better.
I know. Collegeville that's good in the fall. The Johnnies, Tommies.
I've never been.
Oh, man.
That's what I'm saying. I want to go up to a Johnnies game.
Oh, that was incredible.
I mean, I will keep it real, though. Like, the priorities in Kansas City, a little bit different than here. Like, they're sports. Here, we got other things that we like to do outside.
We're not one-dimensional like that. We're not one-dimensional, okay?
I'm going to tell you like this.
We're well-rounded here.
On a Saturday.
We've got culture.
You get up and you hit the gym or do whatever here, and then you get out and about and you do what you want to do, right? If you want to do sports stuff, there, no. On Saturdays, you get up and you watch football. Basketball season, you get up and watch basketball. That's what you do. Like, they are diehards.
My God, get a life, people. Go outside. Enjoy some fresh air.
Hey, man.
Do something other than, like, tailgating and drinking beer and eating ribs. And
what you got against ribs?
God, that actually sounds good. Except for the beer part, yeah. But I would eat ribs.
You don't like beer?
I'm not really a beer drinker anymore, no.
No, no, I'm not really a beer drinker, but, I mean, I got nothing against it.
No, I don't have anything against it. It's just it's not my jam right now. That's all right. So is this over now, 31-7? We done? Can we
What will be the final score in the national championship game tonight?
45-10.
I definitely think that Ohio State's scoring a couple more touchdowns.
Oh, yeah. Ohio State, they're not done.
I think Notre Dame's going to get at least another touchdown.
No. They'll get a field goal.
No, they get a touchdown.
45-10. 45-10, that's my call.
All right. We'll see.
What do you got? Not 45-10?
I'm thinking 45-14.
Okay. Oh, you think offensive explosion here from the Golden Domers.
Oh, Marcus Freeman, he's not enjoying this.
He's not having the time of his life?
Daddy's not liking this.
Dad?
Who was the...
You called Marcus Freeman Daddy?
No, I was having fun with the somebody had... Oh, it was my friend Mark Rosen had a T-shirt. Something like, Daddy likes this or something like that, whatever. I can't remember the name. It was pretty funny. Anyway. All right, that's going to wrap it up. We're back at it tomorrow. Rebecca Brunson talking Wolves. Aaron Rupar from Public Notice. He joins us tomorrow at 6 p.m.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B-plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B-minus or a C-plus life, because when you're living a B or B-plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A-plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.